Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today, hopefully it's going to be a time of encouragement, just to encourage you to look back to see how far you have come. Sometimes in our walk with God, we get into times of pressure or struggle or just issues that we're going through, and it can be easy to get discouraged, but I want to encourage you to look back at how far you have come. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that God is the God of all comfort, and he comforts us in all of our afflictions so that we can comfort others in that same way that he has comforted us. And we'll talk a little bit about this a little bit more here in just a second, but I want to encourage you, if you ever find yourself slipping up or you're going through some things, look back at how far you've come. Look back at all God has brought you through, and you will find some encouragement. I believe this is one of the ways that we can encourage ourselves in the Lord, just looking back at how far God has brought us in our lives and learning to receive this comfort from God, I believe, is a big deal. So let's get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer here. Now, if you're new to us, this 30-day prayer challenge is the starting place for everything we do. Our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me several years ago with Proverbs 13:22, which says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And this started this whole program that we call the Abundant Life Blueprint. And I figured that the greatest thing to pass on to future generations would not be strictly money, but it would be wisdom on how to live a better life. And so I made it my goal to create books and courses and manuals for every area of life, for faith and for purpose and health, finances, family, order, time, community, every area of life. And it's turned into a whole program with books and courses and all these types of things and partners. And God has really taken me a long way through this process of the Abundant Life Blueprint. But out of everything that we do, the first thing that I would want to get established in my own life, my children's life, hopefully grandchildren one day, or any of our partners, anybody who's going through our program, the first thing I would want to get established is this 30-day prayer challenge process that we use. And we do a couple things with this. So we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that is mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles. And we pray this prayer and we're asking God to enlighten us and help us grow in all the things that he has done for us, but also to help us do and to execute today, this day, what's right and best in his eyes. And then we take time to do the other half of prayer. We take a few minutes to get still and to listen for his leading, to listen for his voice on the inside, and use that time to create a plan for the day with God. And then as we create our plan, we're going to go about executing the things that we know to do. What are the things that we know we need to be doing, we've been procrastinating on, or that stirring that we have on the inside? And we're going to let God begin to navigate our days, and we're going to focus on executing, trusting that he's with me. We're going to execute with peace and joy and confidence in him. And I believe if you'll do two things, I believe if you'll execute, go through this prayer challenge process, give it a try for 30 days. You can find more on this prayer challenge at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com on the free tools and resources page. You'll find some additional training videos that go with this prayer and this challenge, along with a tracker that you can use to plan your day and see how you're doing. But I believe if you do that, you get this prayer challenge process implemented, about a 2-minute long prayer every day, and then creating your plan with God, taking the time to listen, and then executing with a good attitude. I believe if you'll do that, and you'll do daily communion time, out of everything that we do in the Abundant Life Blueprint, the most important thing is daily communion with Jesus. Communion is truly a table turner. It can change the trajectory of your entire life. And we're doing these daily communion videos. If you'll take the time to connect with these daily communion videos. And then at our house, we take communion every evening with dinner as well. We keep a box of matzah crackers. We keep some grape juice or red wine always available. And we take communion very frequently. And so I believe if you'll do those two things, you'll commit to this prayer challenge process and you'll take regular communion. If you're not sure how to take communion, just stay plugged into the trainings that we're doing, and we'll be guiding you through communion meditations each day. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening to this. And I just pray for all their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son, and for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Father, I thank you that you are the God of all comfort, and you comfort us in all of our afflictions and troubles. And I just thank you for just your loving kindness in that, Father. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us and to bless our time here together today. And Father, we ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your goodness and your comfort and your love and all these good things that you've done for us, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people right around us, but also people all over the world. And Father, keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you, and stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain, through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So like I said, if you want to find more on that prayer, you want to find a written copy of that prayer, you can go to the abundantlifetrainingcenter.com. On the free tools and resources page, you can find all of that there. But sometimes in life, we go through issues. We have struggles. Jesus says, be of good cheer. You're going to have trouble in this life, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. And sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we feel like we have missed it. Sometimes we fall back into maybe our old patterns and feel like we've missed it. And we feel like we've messed up and we've let God down and things like that. I was just reminded, I had a time, I tell this story in my book, 7 Days with Jesus, about how I had a time when I was under a lot of pressure and God was teaching me the importance of how I respond in times of pressure, of staying steadfast about how I speak, how my emotions are, staying steadfast and fixed and cool and calm under pressure. And I was under some pressure. I had some things going on in my life. Financially, I was under pressure. My business was struggling. I was under a lot of pressure. And I just snapped one day. My cat, this is a funny story, but my cat, everywhere I walked, our cat is a little bit different than most cats, I think, but everywhere I walked, he was underneath my feet. And I was almost stepping on him every step. And it was just driving me crazy. And I finally just snapped and I yelled at the cat, which is very out of character for me. And my wife looked at me and she was like, what's wrong with you? And I said, I'm just under a lot of pressure right now. And it's not about the cat. And sometimes just the smallest thing when you're already under pressure can just be the thing that pushes you over the edge sometimes. And so sometimes we get in these times where we get discouraged, we get frustrated, we're under pressure, we have troubles and afflictions going on. And that morning, right after that happened, I'm driving over to a men's Bible study and I'm on my way and I'm praying to God and I feel like I've let him down because he's been teaching me and training me about being more consistent and steadfast in the power of my words and emotions and these things like that when I'm under pressure. And I feel like I let him down. And I get to the Bible study and I'm praying, and I'm asking God for forgiveness on the way to the Bible study. And I get to the Bible study and I'm there and I'm just listening. We had a guy who had been a pastor for a long time. He'd been pastored several churches, who was leading the Bible study. And he just stopped right in the middle of the Bible study. He said, I think I've got a message from God. And he looked directly at me. He said, Daniel, and there's about 20 guys there. He said, Daniel, I believe God wants you to know that you're producing amazing fruit and he's very pleased with you. You're producing amazing fruit and you're helping not only individuals, but entire families. And so he just stopped right in the middle of the Bible study and said, and spoke that to me. He had no clue what had happened that morning about how just on my way, I've been praying about how I felt like I let God down. I'd reverted back to some of my old patterns and these types of things. And God encouraged me. And so what I learned from that, God is the God of all comfort. When I felt like I had missed it, when I felt like I had let God down, when I felt like I had reverted back to old patterns, God encouraged me. He encouraged me. He encouraged me. He built me up. He spoke to me. God is kind. God is loving. God is gentle. God is good. He's not looking to condemn you and to beat you up and to do all these things when we miss it. He's looking to build you up and to restore you. And yes, I believe there's a place of receiving our forgiveness and praying and confessing these things to God. But God is not trying to beat you up and condemn you. He's trying to build you up. I believe God is trying to take us on a path in our life. You'll see this pattern all throughout the Bible. And this is where I learned this from this time with the cat. He said, God is extremely pleased with you. You've been fruitful. He said, you've been very fruitful. And then right after that, God, one of the clearest messages I've ever heard from God, God said, you've been fruitful. Now it's time to multiply. And that was when I began to really produce books and courses and all these types of things. That's when the multiplication began to take place. But you'll see this pattern in scripture. Be fruitful, multiply, and abound or increase greatly. And I believe that's the path God is trying to take our lives on. He's trying to make us fruitful first. So producing fruit of the Spirit. We've got change. We've got transformation. You've got a testimony of what God has done in your life. You're seeing miraculous things happening with your relationship with God. God is truly transforming your life. You're seeing fruit and your life is producing something. You've got a testimony to tell. I believe God wants to make us fruitful first. But sometimes, remember, also, we've got to grow some roots down. So sometimes it may look like we're going in the wrong direction even for a little while. But I believe he's going to make us fruitful. And then he's going to have us multiply. How can you take your testimony, what you've learned, your relationship with God, and begin to let that overflow into other people? How can you do that? For me, that was beginning to disciple people and do small groups and lead Zoom calls and do these daily communions, but also producing books and courses and multiplying into things that can help to disciple people. So it's be fruitful, multiply, and then increase greatly. And then increase it greatly. Get it out there. And I believe that's the path God is taking us on. And he's leading us. He's prompting us. He's doing all the work. And our job is to keep our eyes fixed on him, to stay resting in his love, to remain in him and follow his promptings and keep doing like we talked about in the prayer challenge. Keep doing what you know to do today. If you keep doing, showing up, do what you know to do today. Don't worry about all the stuff in the future. It's good to dream and to plan and to vision and to envision with God. But then when it comes back to it in today, you got to execute what you know to do today. But sometimes we can get discouraged because we think we've fallen back into old patterns or whatever. We got these issues we're trying to overcome. And I want to encourage you today. If that's the place where you are, I believe God is saying this to you today. Look how far you've come. Look how far you've come. Look back and gain some encouragement for how far God has brought you. And I believe if you'll look back, you'll see God is taking you on this path to be fruitful, to multiply, to increase greatly. But it doesn't happen in one day. It takes some time. It takes years. For me, this process has taken almost a decade now of doing this consistently to get to the point where I am right now. And yes, there's probably some ways I could have done better or gone faster or things, but I believe if you're feeling down or discouraged or like you've missed it, maybe God's mad at you, what I want to tell you is this. Look how far you've come. God is with you. God is for you. He's saying, come on, look how far you've come. Just keep your eyes fixed on me. Keep showing up, doing what you know to do, and God will take care of the rest. Do what you know to do. Keep doing it with a good attitude. Stay plugged in, connected to him. Remain in him. Keep believing on him. Keep trusting in him that he's with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He's the God of all comfort. He will never leave you or forsake you. So we're going to take communion over this. So if you have your cracker, like I said, we keep a box of matzo crackers at our house just all the time. You can buy them at the regular grocery stores, and we keep a bottle of just grape juice. We have some red wine that we have occasionally as well. And most of the time, all the trainings we do on this is always grape juice. And we take communion very regularly. I believe communion can truly, it incorporates your spirit, it incorporates your mind and emotions, and it gives you something practical or physical that you actually do. And we're combining spirit, soul, physical, body, all into one. It unites your entire being. And I truly believe it can change the trajectory of your life if you'll start taking communion more regularly. And like I said, you can stay plugged into these communion messages. But On the night Jesus was betrayed, he gave thanks for the bread and he blessed it. And Father, we bless this bread in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it and what it represents. And every time we take communion, it says we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. The death of Jesus was a big deal because the death, in the case of a will or an estate plan, you have to prove somebody's death to set everything in motion beyond their death. And so in the case of Jesus, all of this New Testament, that God is with us, God is for us, he's the God of all comfort. He's given us this new covenant of love and of peace. All of that was set in motion at the death of Jesus. And through his one sacrifice, we can release and let go of the old, and we can look at how far God has brought us. And through his one sacrifice, this bread is a reminder, he makes us righteous. We've been given his righteousness. He makes us holy. He makes us perfect forever. That in him, we can be found in him. And God, when God looks at us, he sees us through the eyes of Christ. All that because of what Jesus did for us. And so Heavenly Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." As we take the cup, I just want to think about the cup. Jesus says as he's praying in the garden of before his crucifixion, "Father, take this cup from me." What's he talking about? The cup of God's wrath, all of his anger, all of his frustration about all the ways people have sinned, all the ways people have missed it, all the ways that they've let him down, all of God's frustration was poured onto the body of Jesus. The cup of his wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus. And now we have his cup of blessing. The God is with us, and God is saying, "Look how far you've come. I'm with you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. You just keep your eyes fixed on me. Doing it cheerfully and with delight because I'm with you. You keep doing that. You'll be amazed at how far you will go with me. And look how far you've come already." God has given us this cup of the new covenant. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this cup. And we bless it in the name of Jesus. So every time we take communion, it's a reminder we're releasing the old, letting go of the old, embracing the new. It's an activation to activate these things in our life. And so I want you to find that today would be a turning point. That if you're ever discouraged, you're ever feeling down, you would connect with this God of all comfort who is encouraging you and saying, "Look how far you've come. You just keep staying plugged into me. I'm going to make you fruitful. I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to increase you greatly. You just stay focused on me. Remain in my love." And then we got to walk it out. We got to finish high. One of my baseball coaches in college used to always tell the hitters, "Finish high with the swing. Finish high, finish high." How do we finish high? Keep your eyes fixed on the things above, where God is with you. He's working continually for your good. And let his love, receive that love, let it flow through you. And now let's go out and let's give other people. We prayed recently, "God, send us people today, right around us in our normal everyday schedule, that we can be a blessing to, that we can help." So hopefully you've received this comfort from God today. If you were feeling down or discouraged, you've looked back at how far God has brought you. You've received this comfort from him. And now we got to let that flow through us and go encourage somebody else. 2 Corinthians, like I said, God is the God of all comfort. He encourages in all of our troubles so that we can encourage others who are going through similar things. So I want to encourage you. Look how far you've come. And let that flow through you, that encouragement, and go encourage somebody else. As long as it's called today, we're supposed to encourage one another. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.